presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
Washington Post World, January 11, 1201 America, New York. Beijing and Moscow are losing the vaccine diplomacy battle. Western vaccines made with mRNA technology are more and more in demand, even if their supplies are limited. Washington Post World, January 11, 530 America, New York. UN seeks $5 billion for stabilizing but still suffering Afghanistan. The United Nations is making what it calls a record $5 billion appeal to help Afghanistan and its neighboring countries.
BBC News World, January 11, 521 America, New York. What's at stake in the struggle over U.S. voting laws? Democrats are readying a high-stakes battle over elections, an issue both parties want to reform. BBC News World, January 11, 516 America, New York, China. Doctor charged for treating fever patient. The medic in Henan could face a prison term because there wasn't a fever clinic at their hospital.
World CBS News, com. January 11, 512 America, New York. China locks down another city as Omicron spreads ahead of Olympics. At least three cities are totally locked down, with residents ordered to stay at home as China clambers to stick to its zero COVID strategy.
Washington Post World, January 11, 502 America, New York. UK's Johnson faces lockdown breach claims over garden party. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing more allegations that he and his staff flouted lockdown rules, this time by holding a garden party in 2020 while Britons were barred by law from mingling outside the home. New York Times World News, January 11, 501 America, New York. How the Djokovic affair came back to bite Australia's Prime Minister. Scott Morrison thought he had a political winner. Now, with an election looming, Australians debate their government's fairness and competence. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison used the news over Novak Djokovic's visa to return to a well-tested tactic, stirring voter support with appeals to tough border enforcement. Washington Post World, January 11, 458 America, New York. Kazakhstan's Tokayev announces swift end to Russian-led intervention, reorganizes security forces. Tokayev has sidelined key figures associated with the old regime and reorganized security forces to consolidate his hold on power after the week of unrest. Washington Post World, January 11, 453 America, New York. Head of Serbian Orthodox Church tests positive for virus. The Serbian Orthodox Church says the patriarch, Porfirije, has tested positive for COVID-19. Washington Post World, January 11, 440 America, New York. Yemeni government says southern province retaken from rebels. Yemeni officials say forces of the internationally recognized government have reclaimed the entire southern province of Shabwa from Iran-backed Houthi rebels.
Time, January 11, 430 America, New York. We must overcome our divisions and come together to face long-term global risks. As the world enters the third year of living through a pandemic, people are struggling. COVID-19 has caused a staggering 5.4 million deaths globally and led to an additional 53 million cases of major depression.
RT World News, January 11, 426 America, New York. Millions on lockdown after Omicron alert. China imposes strict regulations to stop the spread of the coronavirus. A COVID outbreak has seen a third city in China placed into lockdown, bringing the total number of residents confined to their homes nationwide to around 20 million. Washington Post World, January 11, 424 America, New York. Mexico's president tests positive for coronavirus a second time. López Obrador was visibly ill at a Monday morning news conference, and without a mask as he spoke to reporters. Washington Post World, January 11, 413 America, New York. Moderna vaccines the best, and Sinovac least effective, at stopping COVID deaths, Singapore data suggests. Sinovac, an inactivated virus vaccine not made with messenger RNA technology, is in widespread use in China and the developing world. RT World News, January 11, 410 America, New York. North's missile tests threaten peace, South Korea. Seoul says Pyongyang's second missile launch in a week undermines political stability. South Korea has urged Pyongyang to return to dialogue after it reported that North Korea fired a second ballistic missile in 6 days. Washington Post World. January 11, 349 America, New York. Novak Djokovic visa fiasco is a fitting drama for Australia's summer of discontent. Even some of the Serbian player's critics came away from this week's court hearing feeling that the Australian government had embarrassed itself. Washington Post World. January 11, 327 America, New York. UN rebukes Kazakhstan after troops spotted wearing blue peacekeeping helmets while policing protests. At least 164 people have died and some 9,900 were detained during the recent upheaval in the Central Asian country. Washington Post World. January 11, 317 America, New York. Poland hits grim milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. Poland has become the latest European nation to reach the grim milestone of 100,000 deaths related to the coronavirus.
BBC News World. January 11, 308 America, New York. First pig heart to human transplant is a game changer, say surgeons. In a world first, a pig heart has been successfully transplanted into a human by surgeons in the U.S.
Washington Post World. January 11, 304 America, New York. Kazakh leader. Russia-led security group to pull out troops. The president of Kazakhstan has announced that a Russia-led security alliance will start pulling out its troops from the country in 2 days after completing its mission. New York Times World News. January 11, 3 o'clock America, New York. In Southern Africa, success against HIV offers hope for beating back another virus. A former Africa correspondent, who covered the height of the AIDS epidemic there 15 years ago, finds lessons in the remarkable progress against that virus for our current fight. A near-empty ward of the Chongwe District Hospital outside Lusaka, Zambia. Washington Post World. January 11, 246 America, New York. Strong earthquake shakes Cyprus, Turkey, no damage reported. Cyprus Geological Survey Department says a 6.1 magnitude earthquake has rattled the small island nation and has been felt throughout the East Mediterranean region.